And now, a sports update with James Willis.
Yes, our man James Willis is soon to be off to Rio de Janeiro. I hope you're not staying in the athlete's village.
What about that? Look, well, we get that story every year that the stadiums won't be ready and the facilities are no good and there's issues with plumbing and electricity in the bed. But the Australian Olympic Committee said we're not sending our athletes there until you make some urgent and safe changes. So keep an eye on that because the game start, well, the opening ceremony is August 6th, so next Saturday. But the athletes will be hoping to be moved in by then.
Saturday week.
Keep an eye on that. Yeah, Saturday correct. Week.
Yeah, well, you'll be staying at some five-star hotel a long way away from any of that, so you won't have to worry about it. What's that?
Four and a half, I'm pretty sure, but yeah.
I don't think so. It'll be five. Given who you're going with, it'll be five-star. Now, tonight, Manly and the Rabbitohs, that game was all over the place.
Yeah, it was. Look, and two sides that are down there at the bottom of the table, but any side that South had of making the finals disappeared tonight. They were beaten 20-12 by Manly at Allianz Stadium. South's a little bit hard done by. There was a no-try decision in the second half that I thought was the wrong call, but they've now lost seven matches in a row, South. They're in 13th place and no chance of making the finals this year. Manly, meanwhile, remain 12th, but are on 18 points, only four outside the top eight. So they're a slight chance of making the finals, but South, I think their season after tonight all but over.
What went wrong?
They've had some issues off the field. They've had to sack two players in the last fortnight for poor discipline. And I don't know, Michael Maguire is a premiership winning coach from 2014, but he hasn't been able to get the same results out of his players this year. I don't know whether he's flogging them too hard or the message isn't getting through. Their player recruitment hasn't been great. They signed Sam Burgess this year. Sam Burgess is on big money and he probably hasn't had it's probably been his worst season on record in the NRL. All those factors have combined and it's just not going for South at the moment.
And the Sharks wanted to play a home final at Shark Park. Not going to happen. Not a big enough capacity. You've got to play at Allianz. Is that what's been told?
Yeah, that's the rule. That's the way that it works because other teams...
Same in AFL. Works the same way.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, mind you, it is a bit unfair because if the North Queensland Cowboys get a final, then it's in Townsville. And we're staying with Canberra or Newcastle and teams like that. But for all the Sydney teams, they have to play at Allianz or ANZ.
Yeah, that's reasonable. And I think for the players' point of view, they wouldn't care. They're just in such good form that they wouldn't care where they played as long as they're playing. And you couldn't get money on them now, could you?
It comes down to, Cronulla would probably prefer to play at Shark Park for a final. As Manly were at Brookvale Oval or anywhere else, but it's just the way that it's set up. And at the end of the day, if you could get 20,000 to 25,000 at Shark Park, but 35,000 at Allianz, then it's a financial decision as well.
Yeah, you and I were the first to tip the success of the Greater Western Sydney Giants this year. I said probably after two or three rounds, get on board. This team's going a long way. I watched them knock over Port Adelaide last night in Adelaide in the pouring rain. A great effort. And have a guess where I will be on Saturday afternoon, just after lunchtime. I'll be at the Manuka Oval in Canberra watching the Giants take on my beloved Richmond. I don't think it's going to be a happy ending.
No, but you're right. You were one of the first to jump on this bandwagon, the GWS Giants. Look, yesterday was their 12th win this season, which is already their best season on record. They're in second place, and amazing to think that if the finals were held tomorrow in the AFL, second hosting third would be the GWS Giants hosting the Sydney Swans. One of the toughest road trips to go to Port Adelaide and anywhere in Adelaide and win at the Adelaide Oval where the local sides are so good. But the ladder in the AFL is amazing, Steve, when you consider Hawthorn are out in front on 56. Then it's GWS, Sydney, Geelong, West Coast, Adelaide and the Western Bulldogs all on 48 points. So, you win a game, you could be as high as second at the end of the weekend. You lose one, you could be as low as seventh. It's incredibly tight. Both Sydney teams will win again this weekend. Sydney travel to Fremantle over in Perth, and the Giants take on your beloved Richmond. So they're going to stick with the top eight. But amazing to think we could have an all-Sydney affair in the finals for the first time.
Yeah, the thing is, now that they are in second place, probably against Richmond, who are in such bad form, they can rest Shane Mumford next week. He got a bad cork thigh late in the game yesterday. He won't play on Saturday. They'll give him a week off, you'd reckon.
Yeah, and they've got so many. I mean, it's the young players that are around 22, 23 years of age that are into their second, third, maybe fourth season of football. People like Dylan Shield, Jeremy Cameron, Jonathan Patton, and they're just developing into, you know, world, you know, great players. And they're all on big contracts, which is the best thing. The Giants are going to retain them. I don't know whether they'll win the flag this year, but, I mean, they're definitely playing finals football. And a year or two from now, who knows, we could have the GWS Giants as champions.
Yeah, and I don't think they'll be able to retain them all. I think they'll lose either one of Patton or Cameron. The netball, I love a good game of netball. The grand final will be an All-Australian match.
Yeah, crowds have been really good as well. The fourth season in a row, though, that the ANZ Championship decided will be an All-Australian affair. The Queensland Firebird won yesterday over the Southern Steel in Brisbane. Then tonight in Hamilton over in New Zealand, the New South Wales Swifts thumped the Bay of Plenty.
Go the Swifts.
4-45, which is a big score. Caitlin Thwaite scored 43 goals for the Swifts. So it's Queensland versus New South Wales, a rematch of last year's grand final, which was won at the death by Queensland. New South Wales now have to travel to Brisbane for this grand final on Sunday, where they haven't won for 11 games straight. They don't have a great record up there, but let's hope they can get the job done.
Swifts will take it out. Thanks, James. Talk to you tomorrow night.
Thanks, Steve. Anytime. Cheers.